And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A 20-year-old woman took the stand last week in a landmark trial against YouTube and Meta. And her testimony? It should make every parent's blood run cold. This woman, identified only as KGM, told the court that she started using social media at the age of 6, posted more than 300 YouTube videos before she turned 10, joined Instagram around the age of 9, and says the platform's algorithms and constant notifications kept her hooked. And she links Instagram filters directly to depression, insomnia, self-harm, and body image struggles. Mark Zuckerberg insists kids under 13 are banned from the platform, and the head of Instagram compared heavy use to binge-watching TV, because apparently renaming a problem just makes it disappear. Yeah, no, it doesn't. And speaking of kids, an Institute for Family Studies analysis shows young families are voting with their moving trucks and heading to red states. States that went for Trump in 2024 gained over 500,000 children under 18 since 2019, while states that went for Kamala Harris saw kids under 5 drop from 8.2 to 7.6 million. California alone lost 290,000 kids under the age of 5. Turns out families are preferring freedom in a backyard over that studio apartment and pronoun policy. And that pronoun culture also keeps producing rotten fruit. Not the Bee posted a video of a California protester reportedly threatening to kill an activist over her opposition to gender surgeries on children. If your position is just so solid that you need to resort to death threats to defend it, that tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? In Fairfax County, Virginia, a woman named Stephanie Minter was found stabbed to death at a bus stop on February 23rd. Police arrested a man and charged him with second-degree murder. The man, well, he's been booked more than 30 times, with many cases dropped before prosecution. And DHS blasted the county for dismissing charges and ignoring immigration detainers, while the local sheriff says she just follows orders. That's what happens to innocent people when the system just continues to recycle violent offenders. Meanwhile, in Wyoming, the state Supreme Court struck down 2 post-op pro-life laws in a 4-to-1 ruling, claiming the state constitution protects a right to abortion. One justice dissented, calling the laws reasonable and necessary. The attorney general's request for a rehearing was rejected in February, and proposed constitutional amendments failed to even get introduced during the budget session. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at FortisInstitute.org. Also, please don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And I really wish you would, and tell your friends to do it, rate it 5 stars, you know, all that good stuff. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.